USA News. I'm Dave Collins. At least 30 people are dead after a major storm system slammed large parts of the country. 13 of those deaths were reported in Tennessee, where an EF2 tornado ripped through several counties. It left a trail of destruction over 30 miles long. Deaths were also reported in Alabama, Arkansas, Delaware, Indiana, Illinois, and Mississippi. Millions of Americans are at risk of losing their Medicaid coverage.
The reality will hit home first for residents in Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho, New Hampshire, and South Dakota. Those are the first five states that will begin dropping people from the Medicaid rolls as early as this month. Medicaid enrollment skyrocketed since March 2020. That's when lawmakers passed the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which prevented states from involuntarily removing anyone from coverage. 14 more states will begin dropping people in May, and 20 additional states in June. All states must complete their redeterminations of Medicaid eligibility over the next 14 months. I'm John Schaefer.
Crews are at the scene of a train derailment in western Montana. More than two dozen freight cars jumped the tracks this morning about 200 miles northwest of Bozeman. The train was traveling near the banks of the Clark Fork River. Several cars tumbled down into the water. No injuries were reported, and authorities say it doesn't appear any hazardous materials were on board. Senator Bill Cassidy says that the indictment of former President Trump will lead to all kinds of political theater.
Theater that is going to distract from addressing the issues that are incredibly important to our country right now, that are not about just one person or about somebody running for re-election as a DA in New York.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, the Louisiana Republican went on to say that while he thinks no one should be above the law, including a former president, no one should be the target of the law. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
A member of the exonerated Central Park Five is reacting to former President Trump's indictment. Yusuf Salam is running for New York City Council and released a single-word statement. It read, "Karma." Salam was one of the teens accused of raping a white Central Park jogger in 1989. Trump paid for newspaper ads calling for New York's death penalty to be brought back. Trump never apologized after they were exonerated. Four people are facing federal charges for allegedly spray-painting threats on three Florida reproductive health centers that offer abortion alternatives. The federal indictment unsealed earlier this week accuses all four of participating in conspiracy to attack reproductive health facilities that provide abortion alternatives with threats of force and other intimidating messages on the properties of the facilities. Pepsi is reacting to comments from the public.
Pepsi asked consumers to describe their logo from memory. A majority said the word Pepsi was inside the red and blue globe. But in reality, the word Pepsi was off to the side of that globe. The company's chief design officer said Pepsi couldn't ignore insight from customers who already thought the name Pepsi was inside the globe, so that's where they're putting it in the new logo. I'm John Schaefer.
Social media influencer Andrew Tate on house arrest. Tate and his brother Tristan are under investigation for alleged human trafficking. They were arrested back in December. Dave Collins, USA News.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it sinks, no matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.